A skills shortage when it comes to the maintenance and installation of environmentally friendly home improvements has led to a number of new third level courses. The Atlantic Technological University in Galway has devised an accredited training programme for heat pump servicing with participants from around the country taking part. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has this report.
And this is the procedure then if you're called out and there's an error code triggered.
The engineering department at the Atlantic Technological University in Galway, where electricians, plumbers and other tradespeople are learning more about the latest heat pump servicing and maintenance techniques. This technology has been around in one form or another for decades, but a surge in use over recent years has led to a corresponding demand for the upkeep of such systems. Responding to that need is what this installation, commissioning, maintenance and servicing programme is all about.
Basically, the government have set sort of ambitious targets. All of this is detailed in the Climate Action Plan. The Skills for Zero Carbon report indicates between now and 2030 we need roughly 250 additional heat pump technicians trained annually to meet the envisaged demand of 400,000 installations between now and 2030.
Dr. Oliver Mulryan heads the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department at ATU.
There's an extremely high demand for the actual programme. Because of this, we run the programme now twice annually. The first cohort start in September and the second cohort start in January, and we have extremely high demand.
Developed by the university in conjunction with a local company, Unitherm Heating Systems, the course offers participants a mix of theoretical and practical instruction.
Definitely needed to upskill because there's so many different makes, models out there that you can't just know one, you have to know them all.
The latest cohort of graduates includes Kevin Rice and Niall McCarthy from Cork, while Martin Griffin hails from Kilkenny.
From small little fault to major faults, we have to be able to diagnose and service the heat pumps and fix any problems with them. So there's a lot of call-outs. It could be simple, small little breakdown, issue with a control panel, or it could be a PCB board. So this course will help us diagnose issues.
100% value for money. I've done other courses where you were handed a bullet point PDF booklet and it was week after week of debt by bullet point, but at least here we got the practical experience, hands-on fault finding. So definitely worth it, 100%.
Oh, absolutely. I suppose with everything trying to go carbon neutral now and you know every new house has a heat pump, there'll be a lot of retrofits coming on board as well at the moment. It's just the natural progression. Gas and oil will be kind of more eliminated and heat pumps are coming in. So, yeah, we'll all know more about them as the years go on.
Attendance is split between the classroom and a bespoke training centre which Unitherm has developed to facilitate hands-on learning. This is where students work through different service scenarios to prepare them for what will greet them in homes around Ireland.
I suppose this is why we're here. Like, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Unitherm's Liam Jordan.
You're always upskilling and you're always training. Like, so we've an academy here to train people. It's not just for this course, for, as I said, the two semesters. Our doors are open here Monday to Friday. You know, we're here all the time. And we're bringing lads in. Like, I've had lads in yesterday and the day before and the day before. We bring in consultants, we bring in county council, clerk of works, engineers, installers, developers. And we go through the different needs of them and we train everyone in their specific field, what they need to know, what can we do for them, and look at what way the industry is going and what you need to know, basically. Like, yeah.
Section 2 on the servicing side of things there, you'll see in the particular units there.
Courses like this highlight the agility the third level sector now has to have in order to meet the changing needs of society. By analysing policy demands and forecasting user trends, colleges are working to equip the service sector with the necessary graduate expertise.
This is the future. By 2050, we have to reach net zero emissions. And if there's sufficient demand and we can identify the need, we're always willing to work with industries to develop programs to upskill.
Oliver Mulryan from the Atlantic Technological University, ending that report from Pat McGrath in Galway.